I'm a fanboy for this band. White Reaper joins us for a live session now at 88.5 FM. Welcome in, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
What's up?
Voices of Tony Esposito, who's the lead singer and guitar player, and Hunter Thompson, who's the other guitar player. They're dueling lead guitars in this band. Hunter, parents, fans of Fear and Loathing?
You know, I wonder that myself, and I don't think that they were. I think it was a happy accident.
Nice. Well, you guys are the stars of the entire industry. Everybody I talk to, all of my friends in radio, all my music fans, friends, they love you guys, and I couldn't be happier for you for the new album that's out, You Deserve Love. It dropped today. No lie, right before I opened the mic here, YouTube came up and recommended White Reaper Raw for me.
Nice. So,
it knows me better than I know myself. Well, that's one of the tracks on the new album. You guys, everybody, I'm happy you're on Elektra Records, for one, because I remember my own Cars albums from the 70s and 80s. And it seems like there's a little bit of them in you. There's a little bit of Thin Lizzy, a little bit of Cheap Trick, The Outfield, Jimmy Eat World, all these different bands.
Yeah.
It's a good thing when people say you're 40 different things, because that must mean you're unique.
Yeah, I think so, too.
We definitely love all those bands.
Yeah,
and,
for sure.
They're major influences on us, but yeah.
What's the strangest comparison that someone's made as you've been out playing these songs? Someone's come up to you and said, you guys remind
me of Wayne? Yeah, Fountains of Wayne.
Which maybe is true. I don't know.
Maybe.
But
it varies from song to song so much.
Yeah.
Today, it's entirely stripped down, just the two of you with acoustic guitars. What are you going to play for us?
I think we're going to kick it off with a song called Might Be Right.
Our listeners know that one. This is White Reaper on 88.5 FM. All right, take it away.
So I woke up with a curse. I was searching, I was looking through the purse, taking measures to defend, because you swore you'd always treat me like a friend. And I always fall a little short in front of you. Yeah, I always fall a little short in front of you. Alright, and if you still won't go, tell your sister that it's told her so. Tie the shirt into another bow. Take a dip into the stash you stole. If you think I'm gonna leave that golden girl up alone all night, I may have tricked myself, she couldn't shake it, so I guess you might be right. So it's easy to believe. Well, I suppose it simply wasn't meant to be. Well, my mother told me first. She said when things start getting bad, look out, they might be getting worse. And I always fall a little short in front of you. Yeah, I always fall a little short in front of you. A little short in front of you, alright. And if you still won't go, tell your sister that it's told her so. Tie the shirt into another bow. Take a dip into the stash you stole. If you think I'm gonna leave that golden girl up alone all night, I may have tricked myself, she couldn't shake it, so I guess you might be right. We're gonna keep the lights down, keep the lights down, keep the lights, keep the lights down, keep the lights down, keep the lights, keep the lights down, keep the lights down, keep the lights, keep the lights down, keep the lights down, keep the lights down. Thank you. And if you still won't go, tell your sister that I told her so. Tie the shirt into another bowl. Take a dip into the stash you stole. If you think I'm gonna leave that golden girl up alone all night, I may have tricked myself, she couldn't shake it, so I guess you might be right.
White Reaper on 88.5 FM. That is Might Be Right, a song we've been playing for 4 or 5 months here on the station. I remember going to see you guys at a showcase over the summer in Hollywood. It's a bunch of industry people coming out to see this. And I'm wondering, I love this song, Might Be Right. I wonder if they have any other songs. And and you guys play that. And then you play another one. Then you play another one. Real Long Time, 1F. All of these songs, I'm just have a goofy grin on my face in the back of the room. More goofy than usual. And it's your hit machines, one after another. It has to be fun to play these songs electrified and live out and just see people grinning and having a good time.
Oh, yeah. It definitely is. It's really exciting to play with the whole band. But it's also fun to do this sometimes. It felt weird at first, but it gets easier each time we do it.
Sure. By the way, the rest of the band is here as well. Ryan and Sam and Nick, you've all come in here to spend time with us and help us kick off the pledge drive. Really do appreciate you doing that. And this is kind of what 88.5 FM is about, you know, playing new music for you, playing live sessions. And if you love this, please call in. If you're a fan of White Reaper, call in 833-885-8850 and help us along with this. If you're between like 30 and 50 years old, the music you guys make is the music that your parents were doing it to. I mean,
it's... Man, how beautifully said.
What? Tell me, Tony. Tell me about your first guitar, and the music that you were getting into at the time when you started to first learn how to play songs.
Man, the first guitar I had, it was a Dean, and it was kind of like a mix between a Flying V. Like on the bottom, it had the two things sticking out of it. And on the top, it was like an Explorer, and it had another thing sticking out of it.
Nice.
And it was, you know, almost as tall as I was, and I was trying to learn just the power chord kind of riff of "Talk Dirty to Me" by Poison.
Awesome. Yeah. And what about you, Hunter? What was your first guitar?
My first guitar I got at this record store right by my parents' house where I grew up in Fort Worth. And it was called an S101 Strat, some like $99 red Strat, you know.
Nice.
That I got, and
like a Hank Marvin Strat.
Yeah, it was just a real classic, you know, what you imagine your first guitar would be. And yeah, I went home, my dad taught me a couple songs, taught me like a Robert Earl Keen Jr. song, and
nice.
It's like a... That was the first lick I learned, I think. And yeah, and then I was just learning Blink-182 songs after that.
Awesome. All right, favor us with another song. Is this, what are you going to play for us next?
This one's called The Stack.
Oh, this is off the last album from a couple years ago.
Yes, sir.
All right, this is White Reaper in a live session. They're going to play a song for you now. This is The Stack on 88.5 FM.
When you get what you want, it's hard to catch beat eight. When you're guilty as charged, it's hard to look pretty. When you scream in your room, does anyone hear it? Do you cover your mouth and keep it a secret? If you make the girls dance, the boys will dance with them. If you play the right cards, the stack will get bigger. When you gamble, you If you make the girls dance, the boys will dance with them. And I hope you still take your trips to the river. And the sound of my voice is giving you shivers. When you're running away, does anyone see you? Do you catch your air short and try to conceal it? If you make the girls dance, the boys will dance with them. If you play the right cards, the stack will get bigger. When you gamble, your winnings away. Can you work up the nerve just to play? If you make the girls dance, the boys will dance with them. If you make the girls dance, the boys will dance with them. If you play the right cards, the stack will get bigger. When you gamble, your winnings away. Can you work out the nerve just to play? If you make the girls dance, the boys dance with them.
White Reaper on 88.5 FM, and this is one of the reasons that people say they love this station is they hear bands that that they get turned on to or hear them in this different setting, and this certainly is a different setting than you'll see, like, tomorrow at the Terragram Ballroom. That thing's going to sell out, too. Go try to get a ticket for it right now because there won't be any tomorrow night at the door. I'm sure about that. But congratulations on the album that's out today. You deserve love. When you guys came together, did everyone agree that you just wanted to do there's not enough music like this in the world for me right now. Just music that's fun, people that just want to rock and enjoy themselves. Was everybody of the same? Obviously, you've been together for this time, but was there an adjustment period of, you know, certain people wanted to do more artsy things? Or,
well, our drummer Nick was super into hip hop for a really long time, so took some convincing in that department, but he finally came around. You know, he's a great drummer, and figured his skills are best put to use doing the music that we play. So that was the only thing.
Yeah, well, I also think that we just all you know, love playing our instruments. We all grew up playing, you know, these rock instruments and playing to rock music. So it just kind of is what has inevitably come out of us, and that was kind of what I think we all you know, connected in, except for Nick, of course. He was just a hip-hop head strictly, but
he's just outside the window here giving gestures. Like I said, we've been playing Might Be Right, and we've been playing it for about 4.5 months or so, and it's been great, the response we've gotten from people about the song. And I know now that there's another radio station in town that started playing your song, and couldn't be happier for you guys that other people are starting to get the drift and come around and love you. It has to be enjoyable for you to see the swell beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for kicking off the trend.
Yeah, and well, if I can put my Venmo down for this whole pledge drive thing, that would also be really, really cool.
Absolutely, you can. And let me give you the phone number again, 833-885-8850. These guys are being such sports, coming in here on their day off and playing live for us as well, and playing in a different setting than they usually do. Are you going to one more song from you?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to do a song called 1F that was on our new album that came out today.
Awesome. This is White Reaper on 88.5 FM.
For 1F, a ways past the river near a liquor store, and we like to fly in the vet and sing songs to each other, cause we're all we can get. Okay, I've never seen those eyes before, and she don't believe in miracles, so it's hard sometimes, but when we're really try, it's alright. Hey, I've seen the streets all wet and cold, and I love the street lights shining golden. When I see a charm coming round the bend, it just, I can't wait to taste the glory again. Shaking. She likes to drive around with me.
Shaking.
We love each other's company.
Really?
All I have to do is make sure no one ever scratches a car. Oh, all we do. You got it in the cards to get too far apart. She's been burned before and spilled onto the floor. So with her, so we gonna kick down all the doors, and no one can touch our 64. Sure, it's hard sometimes, but when we really try, we're alright. Yeah, we spent a few nights on the floor, and I know what those keys are for. And when the wind takes me back to the river's edge, it just, I can't wait to hear the story again. She likes to drive around with me.
Shaking.
We love each other's company.
Really?
All I have to do is make sure no one ever scratches her, nobody's scratching her.
FM with White Reaper. That's One F. You'll find it on the new album, You Deserve Love, that's out today. So fantastic. Thank you, guys.
Thank you for having us.